The Pink Chong's New Music Show Radio Reverb.
We have in the studio the amazingly talented and, bless him, you know, second or third time return, I would say, Ian Rowland. Ian, my friend, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm fine, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine until my throat gave up and I was given some Hennen, Lumley and vodka. But that's a completely different story. You, my friend, are just sounding so good. What's going on in the world of Ian Rowland?
So I'm going out as a duo quite a lot, playing a lot of gigs as a duo with Dave Coomber on bass.
Yeah.
Some gigs as a trio with drummer James Chapman. And we went into the studio in February and recorded some new songs, eight new songs, which I'm gradually releasing.
Wow. So hang on. So this is good. So you're just drip, drip, drip feeding us,
drip,
right?
Drip, drip,
drip. You're such a tease. I've said this about you before. Because Hang On To You has just been, released in terms of it's been let out of the bag for us, which is great. We're going to play that later, by the way.
Oh, great.
If that's
Thank
okay. You don't have to play that one live. You can see. Tick that box. You can
Brilliant.
Sit.
Thank you very
you
much.
You can sit down and think of Lemon, Honey and Rocker. So you've already done eight tracks.
Yep.
It's an interesting number. Why eight?
It's what we had ready to
record. It's a stupid question. I didn't write these questions. I don't know who did. But that's it. You're fired, quite frankly. Thank you. No, I don't want to see you again. So you've worked on eight, but are you going to release that as a body of work, or do you not do that anymore? Is that not a thing?
What we did last time, we recorded four singles, and then we put those out over in 2024.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the year, we put them onto an EP as a CD that you can buy at gigs and stuff.
Have you got a few of those in boxes?
Got a few, yeah. But we're gradually shifting them.
Yeah. Because I heard these guys now. Because you can now do that thing with vinyl, probably not so much with CD, where you can print to order, can't you?
You can do.
That's cool.
It's still quite a lot of money up front.
Oh, is it?
I'd love to do that one day, get something on vinyl. But
be beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. At the minute, it's digital and CDs.
Yeah, that's good.
And the odd T-shirt.
T-shirts are good, man. I like your T-shirts. Yeah. They rock. They're always good.
Always. You can't play a T-shirt, no.
But you can't play a T-shirt, but you can sell a T-shirt, and you can see crowds of people wearing them. Just hordes. Oh, hordes.
The dream
of just seeing your face on a T-shirt coming back at you. So the next gig on this amazing list is the Arundel Festival. Talk to me about that.
Yep, so we played at a few festivals this summer, local festivals like Worthing and Reigate. And we're looking forward to this one. This is Arundel on Saturday afternoon.
This coming Saturday.
Yeah. So we'll be on stage as a trio at 2:50.
Sounds good. Just to remind you guys, because I was kind of listening, but my voice was giving up. Dave Coomber on bass.
That's it.
Yeah. And we got James Chapman on drums and you doing your thing. You mentioned you're going out as a trio and a duo. Do you ever go out solo anymore?
Yeah, I do.
You do, yeah.
But, I play a lot of open mics as well. So, you know, go around and play around the local area. And
because you've always kept it very live, haven't you? It's been quite an important thing for you, which I love. I love that about you. Because it's a thing, isn't it? I mean, there's the three things. It's the writing stuff.
Yeah.
There's the recording stuff. And then there's the performing stuff. And out of those three, what really rocks you? What really floats your boat?
I really like playing live. I like, you know, it's such a thing to improve on all the time. It's a real, you know, there's lots to learn playing live, not just, you know, playing your instrument and remembering the words, but also kind of communicating with the audience.
Absolutely.
In a way that they get something out of it and you do too. And then also I really like going into the studio as well. That's special, but that's expensive.
And in terms of discipline and rehearsal, are you guys as the trio, are you quite good at sort of doing, do you get together weekly or...?
Well, we're playing quite a lot live, Dave and I as a duo, and James has recorded with us, so he's one of these drummers. He's a session drummer, and he plays with lots of different people, and he kind of just has one of these brains where he remembers everything. And so he sits down, and you know, when he's playing with us, it's like he's been rehearsing with us, you know, over and over and over. So we're That's very lucky great. That way.
What a gift.
Very lucky.
And I noticed you guys using the Brighton Road Recording Studios.
Yes.
Now, I've been down there. It's great, isn't it?
Yes.
What a great location. I know Ali Gavin, but you were working with Jake Moore, weren't you?
That's right. Yep. And I've recorded quite a bit with Jake, actually. We recorded a couple of albums together.
Yeah.
And the singles. Obviously, we did in February.
And what does he bring to the table that you three? I mean, what does he add? I should say.
So he's
because I'm always fascinated about this.
Yeah.
You know, with the producers. And sometimes now, well, these days, the producers are getting top billing over the artists. I'm like, you what?
Yeah.
That's a new one. But
yeah.
But it fascinates me that you know. So they need to get you right.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He really likes folk music. Or that kind of roots Americana. So he likes working with artists in that vein.
Yeah.
And he knows that sort of music. It's the music he loves, and that really helps because then you know it's a collaborative thing.
And do you find once you've done so, you've got the finished songs, you then go and see Jake. You then come out of the studio with the magic that he's produced. Does that change the track you then play live?
No, we've really got the parts down before we go into the studio.
Okay,
pretty much everything down because it's per hour.
Yeah, I hear you, baby. I hear you.
There's no way.
Yeah, there's none of this Montserrat for a month.
No.
Yeah. I hear you. I love it. Listen, do you want to play live? Because, you know, you're on the clock here. This is costing. This is reverb money, baby. Folks, we got Ian Rowland here on his own for once. He's solo. Yeah, he hasn't brought Dave. He couldn't afford them, to be honest. Or James. So it is Ian Rowland playing beautifully.
Must be some way of living where I don't hurt you anymore. Must be some way of living where you don't kill me every day. Some way of living. Stop digging holes in the ground. Must be some way of living. Uncharted, unplanned. Biggest invention is what we do now. Some system that caught us way back when somehow. Liberate our sidesteps, our shuffle back and forth. Must be some way of living to break this curse. Some way of living, unlock every day. Pixel perfect reflections and getting carried away. Storms ahead brewing, lighting up the same sky. Must be some way of living where we're on the same side. Woo-hoo. Some way of living. some way of living, killing us no more. Some way of living. Stop digging holes in the ground. Must be some way of living. Uncharted. Must be some way of living, some way of life, some way of life.
Absolutely gorgeous, 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 gorgeous. We've got Ian Rowland in the studio. That was Some Way of Life. It's due out on the 28th of July, so you've given us a sneaky peek.
That's
a rare thing, because I know what you're like. You hold back. But no, we've got it. And what we might do is clip it up and just play it forever. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
Yes. and then, you know, all these experts that you've been going down to see, these Jakes and Allies, you know, they'll see how a production is done. What you need is like the shell of reverb to give it that resonance and reality. Because you can smell the real in here. Can you smell it?
I can smell it.
Well, I don't know what you can smell. I'm not sure. But I'm glad you can smell it. So we got Ian Rowland here to just let people know how they can get hold of these stuff. Because, you know, I know for one that Andy, who listens in a lot from Canterbury, he loves buying your stuff. He's an Ian Rowland fan. He's a, you know, and he's only heard you from us. So that's
so
always
much,
a good
Andy.
Thing. So
Thank
there
you.
Are people out there, so let, you know, who are just happy to pay. How do people go about it?
Well, the best way is on Bandcamp. So
oh, yeah.
IanRowland.bandcamp.com. So that's where you can buy, you know, digital copies
yes.
of the music.
Yep.
We also have some on CD as well, which we take around with us to gigs.
And is there an Ian Rowland website?
There is, yeah. It's IanRowland.com. That's IAN. ROLAND.com.
Perfect. And on there is basically just lets us know everything.
Yep. Yeah. Links
all
to
things.
Instagram.
And
Facebook.
Gigs coming up and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
Lovely messages coming in. Maureen listening in Stenning says, lovely voice and singing solo. Beautiful. Yes, I know. Absolute belter. Lovely message in from Kenny Murray. He says, that's class. Incredible guitar sound. Well, it's got about 58 strings, so it should sound pretty damn good. Tell us what that thing is you're playing there.
It's a 12-string Guild. Guild guitar.
Yes, of course it is Guild. You can tell
it's one of my favourite guitars.
How many do you have?
Three.
That's not bad, actually.
They're all 12 strings.
That's not bad, because you meet someone who's into cycling and they've got 17 bikes, and you go, what on earth do you do with all those things? But I can understand a guitarist wanting more than, you know, I get it with guitar.
Yeah.
But
I could do with another one, to be
honest.
Of course
you could. And they're all 12 string. That's interesting.
Yeah.
What's the thing with that?
Well, I do different tunings. So live, it's like watching paint dry when, you know, tuning this thing. So
yes.
If I have something tuned up to a particular tuning, then that's much easier, and I can swap it out. I tend to take two guitars, but I could do with another one.
If you use floor paint, it dries quicker. I've noticed that. So if you do need to watch paint, that is the paint to get. So I'm going to play your latest single. When's this coming out?
So this one came out.
That's what I thought. Sorry, yes.
Yeah. About a couple of months ago.
This is the one that came out a couple of months ago.
Yeah, we sent it to you, Pete. You played it, and thank you so much.
Oh, dear. It's, you know, there's no words, really. This is Ian Rowland. Hang on to you,
That's
quite
it.
Frankly, and I am clinging, with that honey, lemon and vodka. Ian Rowland, as he sounds in the studio when Jake has got hold of him, quite frankly. And presumably, Dave and James are on this.
Yes, they
there
are.
There you go. Listen, folks.
And Michigan Fitzgerald.
Oh, I love a bit of Michigan Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
Seriously.
On piano.
Birdie's Baby and all the rest.
And on backing vocals
awesome.
As well.
Awesome. Michigan, yeah. Take it away.
Hang on to you. Sweating it out. Hang on to you. A lifeboat shout. Hang on to you,
all your worth. Falling for you in bleak, bleak times. Falling for you, last breath, big smiles. Falling for you, love can be gone. Falling for you, caught in a song. Falling for you, final last straw. Can't take no more. Falling for you. Hang on to you. Don't disappear. Hanging off the edge of your stratosphere. Such a beautiful place. This love in you. This love in you. This love in you. Falling for you.
Love that. That is good. That's the one we've been playing a lot. Yeah. I mean, who doesn't know that? Seriously, pay attention next time. I've just got all this stuff in front of me, man. I got confused. You know what I'm saying? Hang On To You, which came out years ago. So long ago. When though? Tell me, when did it come out?
It's only a couple of months ago.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You see? Nothing you say will make me feel better. Nothing now. We're gone too far. So we've got Arundel Festival coming up this Saturday, 12th yep. of July. So you just still tickets to buy and all the rest of it?
Yeah. Great. So go on to the Arundel Festival website.
Is it one
so
day?
It's a weekend. So there's Friday, Saturday and Sunday, I think.
Okay.
And you can buy day tickets or weekend tickets.
Oh, that sounds fun. Arundel's so pretty as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Beautiful. What a great venue. So you're on at 2:50.
Yep.
So get down there, folks. You will not be sorry. What's this in Horsham on the 20th of July?
Is that the Brolly Brewing one? You've nicked my notes.
Oh, have I? I was trying to make you sound less knowledgeable than me. I'm the blind leading the blind now, I tell you. Fair enough.
That's a lovely
the Brolly,
tap room.
Brolly Brewery.
Yeah, selling great craft beer.
Yeah.
And lovely food as well. So hopefully we'll be out in the outside garden area if it's sunny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then you've got 7th of August, the Sidewinder in Brighton.
Yes.
Is that a trio or a duo?
That'll be Dave and I as a duo.
Okay.
So we're sharing the bill there, I think, with three other acts.
Very good.
Yep.
Awesome. Love that. And then the Hop Tub in Hurstpier Point.
Yep.
Get you. That's at the end of August, 24th, Sunday.
That's it. So in the high street of Hurstpier Point, there's, a lovely craft beer tap room.
You follow the craft, don't you?
I like the tap
rooms. You don't mind the tap
rooms. I've got this theory that
they're
open.
What's your theory?
They're open to more. They're more open to original music.
What craft, people who drink
beer.
Ale?
Yes.
Is that you're basically saying the farty ale drinkers like a bit of?
Yeah.
Is that literally what you said there?
No.
So boring lager drinkers like me can't appreciate good music. That's literally what you just said.
That is actually what I just said.
That's exactly what you just said. I know.
Think it's the independent brewery.
Oh, here, yes.
It's the independent brewery.
Yeah, no, of
mentality,
course, of
I
course.
Think, are
no,
open
of
to
creative
music more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're smaller, they get it, they're more in touch with the ground,
yeah.
They're not a multi-conglom, and they don't make decent lager. And that's just the way it is. And even when they say they sell lager, it doesn't taste like lager. It tastes like something else. So that's all I'm saying. And I'm walking away. It's absolutely brilliant that you've got all these gigs. How'd you get them all? It's so cool.
Well, a lot of open mics go around and introduce ourselves. And then lucky just persistence.
Yeah, well, you know.
Going around and saying hello.
It's basically hard work.
It is,
it's graft.
Basically,
and
it is.
You have done that for quite a while now.
Yeah.
You're so good at it. No, you are. You're absolutely brilliant. And hats off to you. We love you in this there parish of reverb. We do. We love a little bit of Ian Rowland. So it's ianrowland.com for all things. There's a link from the Pete Jones Show Facebook page to you as well, obviously. And then you were saying Bandcamp is the place to go to buy stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about these fancy T-shirts that you were plugging in? They're from your website.
But best to get along to a gig, actually.
Get to a gig.
There's only 20 of them I got produced, and we're down to about 12 now.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
And then a few CDs back there as well. Yeah.
A few CDs.
On the merch table.
That's it.
Any badges?
No badges, but possibly.
Magnets.
Something to consider in the future.
Magnets. What about
tea towels?
Little pencils.
Considered tea towels for a bit.
And a mug. Can we get a mug, pencil, and a tea towel? That's all I want. That's all I want for my Ian Rowland gig. Listen, you've got one more track to play live.
Yep.
What would you like to play?
So this is something that we recorded in February. Again,
yeah.
So it's the new one that will be, I don't know when I'm going to release it, but it'll be later in the year.
Yeah, well, you just keep us hanging. Ian, you are brilliant. Take it away.
Gotta buy it, own it, then try it. Gotta put that object in our way. It will burn up, frost over and curl up. We will die with that object in our way. Seems to be no getting away from. Gotta have the missing out on. When we started out, we had some. And now it's all gone. And where's the real thing? Where's the real thing now? And where's the real thing? Where's the real thing now? An horizon we loved, we strive for something filled it, an purpose that killed it. Out of time to sit down and break. Seems to be no getting away from. Gotta have the missing out on. When we started out, we had some, but now it's all gone. In our way. own it and try it. Gotta put that object in our way. It will burn up, frost over and curl up. We will die with that object in our way. Where's the real thing? Where's the real thing now? Where's the real thing? Where's the real thing now?
Gorgeous. Thank you so much. That's the real thing. Due out. Well, you watch this space. He's not. He's keeping it close to his chest. But what he did have was his latest single, Some Way of Life. First track played live. That will come out 28th of July. So get yourself to Bandcamp and do what you should do. But before that, get to Arundel to the festival, 250 in the park, 12th of July. Get yourselves tickets and just enjoy. I bet there's some great lineups on that. You know,
oh, yeah. There's a whole range fantastic. Of brilliant music, yeah.
And what a great location. Absolutely stunning. You've got to milk the old summer, haven't you?
I think beautiful. The weather's going to be good as well. So.
Well, yeah, it is actually. It's going to be great. Yeah. Well, you just look after yourself. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thanks so much,
it's
Pete,
been an absolute joy. thanks for just humouring us in the beautiful way you do. And just keep us, you know, abreast of all this new stuff because it's beautiful. It's absolutely great.
Thanks so much.
Absolutely fab. Take care of Savian.
Thank you.
Radio Reverb, you know where to go. Head on down to the Pete Jones Show.